FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. So Missouri primary on Tuesday. Prop A is the big thing that people want to talk about. Tim Jones in studio with us right now. Have you heard about this Prop A?
A for apple.
Oh,
Annie, so, yes, I have.
So on Wednesday, Tony Minetti was on, and he just decided to come out and say that he was a no vote on Prop A for a U.S. Senate candidate.
I was shocked at that. That's Republican platform stuff. I was disappointed. I like Tony Minetti, like his passion, but I was very disappointed that he doesn't understand the simple economics between why I think we need Prop A.
Talk to me about it. So Prop A, is on the ballot.
Yes, it is.
Do the people of the state of Missouri want to adopt Senate Bill 19 as passed by the General Assembly in 2017, which prohibits as a condition of employment the forced membership in a labor organization or union or forced payments of dues in full or pro rata? R-A-T-A?
Pro rata.
Pro rata.
Pro rata.
I was hoping I guessed right.
Rata rata.
Fair share. We've heard that before.
Yes.
And it goes on. So what is a yes vote for Prop A?
If you vote yes on Prop A, you are upholding the legislature's passage of right to work. That's all it means. The legislature passed. And let me say something, Annie. Back in the election of 2016, we kind of voted on right to work because Governor Greitens said, I want right to work. And Attorney General Chris Coster said, I absolutely will veto it.
Yeah.
All of the state legislators, the majority of them, almost a supermajority, said, we're going to pass right to work. There was no doubt in anybody's mind that right to work was on the ballot in 2016 because the candidates were all saying they were going to pass it. And everybody who stood for right to work got elected. Now, the unions then quickly did a referendum to repeal this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will argue that if this had been a fair fight, that right to work would pass. And what do I mean by that? Well, there was $3 million put aside. It was all in the Governor Greitens, one of the PACs.
Yeah.
All that money is gone because it was used for legal defense fees and marketing to try and save him. It's gone. And so the donors were like, what do you mean the money's gone? Well, we're not writing another check. Well, a few checks were written here at the end. Very late start to defending Prop A. The unions, Annie, to try and save this old economic system. That's what I call it. It's the economic system of yesteryear, because to me, this is all about economics. I understand the people's passion. It's not about emotion for me. It's about economics. The unions have spent over $15 million to try and save the union bosses' skins.
So tell me, if I'm putting myself in the shoes of a Tony Minetti who's seeing all of the no, vote no, because you see it everywhere. What are the people who are voting no afraid is going to happen if it passes with a yes vote?
Yeah, it's paper tiger. So I will give the Prop A people props. They ran an excellent fraudulent campaign, okay? And I mean that with all due respect, because they did what they needed to do, because, Annie, less than 10% of Missouri's workforce will be affected by Prop A. Over 90% of Missouri workers will not be affected one iota. So why is it important? Because it's about manufacturing jobs. And so what they said was, What Prop A people who won it, the no voters, you know, who ran the great campaign, said, everybody is going to suffer. And like Nancy Pelosi said, it's going to be Armageddon if Prop A is upheld. It's not true whatsoever. Annie, if that was true, then all of the states that have right to work would not be doing well right now. They're all doing great. 28 states are right to work states. We're nearly surrounded except by the People's Republic of Illinois.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I had to get
always,
it in there.
Always get the Illinois jab in there. That's all right. Yeah. We feel it whether you say it or not. A lot of people that are a no vote on Prop A, a lot of people who don't want right to work, will cite statistics, and I don't have them right in front of me, but I've heard them over and over again about how low wages are in states that are right to work.
Absolute falsehood.
How low the economy is. They cite, as a state, as a whole, these right to work states are suffering. What's your answer to that?
So, Annie, I'm going to say go to our friends, the Illinois Policy Institute. They have done work on this ad nauseum, and I know we can't get into the details. I will simply say right-to-work states are adding more jobs than non-right-to-work states. Right-to-work states are adding more union jobs than non-right-to-work states. Since Indiana passed right-to-work, it's added 5 times more union jobs than the state of Illinois. And it's also a misnomer that wages go down in right-to-work states. That's an old fable. Because over half the country is now right-to-work, and you got to compare cost of living. You can't compare a worker's wages in Missouri or Indiana to the state of New York or California. That's a falsity, yeah. Right? The cost of living in those states, you know, a $200,000 home in Missouri costs $1 million in California. Just a two-story, four-bedroom, three-bedroom house costs $1 million in California, costs $200 to $250 here in Missouri. You can't compare wages that way either. You got to compare them to neighboring states. Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, they're all right-to-work states. They're all adding jobs. They're all adding union jobs. And the wages are going pound for pound, apple to apple, up higher in those states than the non-right. Here's what we're doing in Missouri. At the same time that Indiana added 100,000 union jobs, Missouri lost 25,000 union wow. jobs. What's a higher wage times zero job? Zero.
I know that math. I can do that math. You know, and you mentioned union jobs in these states after right to work. I think there's this misnomer for some that like the unions will cease to exist if we become a right to work state. That's not the case at all. The unions will just have to make sure that they are still valuable enough to people that they will want to continue to participate.
All Prop A is, all right to work is says that as a condition of employment, as a worker's condition of employment, you cannot force them to contribute their wages to the union. It's up to them. So therefore, the worker is empowered. This is all about, the left always likes to talk about empowering people and giving them choice. They don't mean that.
Oh,
they don't
choice, it just depends on what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, one item, one topic only, abortion on demand.
Exactly.
But they don't mean it for economic freedom and choice. So the worker gets to decide, is this union giving me a good bang for my buck or is it not? Or is it spending 99.9% of my union dues on left-wing liberal political purposes? The unions have done this to themselves, Annie, and that's why the Janus decision for public sector union employees was so important. The nation is now right to work for public sector union employees. Being right to work on the private side levels the playing field here in Missouri. I have nothing against my union brothers and sisters. I came from a union household. My grandfather and great uncle worked at Anheuser-Busch, but they would be absolutely horrified to see the type of political spending that unions do, because my grandfather and my great uncle were both blue collar guys, union guys, but they were also Second Amendment guys. They were staunchly pro-life. And basically the unions have decided to get in bed with Planned Parenthood and the NEA and do everything they can to support left-wing liberal causes. It's their fault that we're having this battle.
You know, I've had this conversation multiple times, specifically after the Janus decision, which is that I'm not opposed to unions. I can see a benefit for a union. I can see, you know, specifically with teachers, how you need to make sure that people can't just haplessly fire teachers because they decide they didn't like them that day or, you know, whatever the situation might be. A union is a very good thing to protect workers in that case. But as soon as the money starts being taken out of somebody's paycheck and then funneled back into the political system is where I go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in that at all.
And if you want the best teacher advocate for that, talk to a teacher herself. Talk to Rebecca Friedrichs, a California public school teacher. I don't know if Rebecca Friedrichs is a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, but here is a lady who's had enough in the land of fruits and nuts several years ago. She was the precursor to Janus. She was the case that went all the way to Supreme Court and it tied 4-4 because of Justice Scalia's untimely death. So Janus was Friedrichs part two. And so don't listen to us if you think we're, you know, we think we're right wing radio talk show hosts. We call ourselves common sense conservatives. But listen to the teacher, Rebecca mm-hmm. Friedrichs. Listen to the government worker, Mark Janus. They live it every day. They see where their union dues go. They said they had enough. Why shouldn't the private and the public side be treated the same? Why shouldn't the worker decide where their wages go?
We got about 3 minutes left here to cover the rest of the Missouri primary. But the Senate race is certainly a big one. We've heard from all the
11 candidates.
Yes.
It's finally Tuesday.
Tell me real quick, if you were to highlight in 3 minutes what people need to know or to hone in on, what are you looking at on this ballot, which you've voted already?
Yeah, so folks, go get your ballot. You can go look at it online. Go to your county's website. So I went to St. Louis County's Board of Elections. You can go to St. Charles County Board of Elections. You could print out your sample ballot. You can vote absentee right now all through the weekend in St. Louis County. I think you can in St. Charles too. If you can't be here on Tuesday, go vote absentee. The three big statewide races, of course, U.S. Senate, Proposition A, and state auditor. That's on everybody's ballot. Annie, here in St. or over in St. Louis County, right across the way here. Huge race on the Democratic side. Mark Montavani, I can tell you from the latest polling, is in the margin of error against Steve Stenger.
Wow.
So if you're a Democrat and you're voting, or, you know, maybe you're a Republican and you live in U City and there's no Republicans to vote for, you know, and I'm not a big crossover voter guy.
Yeah.
I actually like closed primaries, but some people may think, I don't want to throw my vote away. You know, you look at that Mark Montavani Stenger race. That's dramatic if Steve Stenger gets knocked off in the primary. That's a huge race now. Paul Kirtman, David Wassinger, Kevin Roach, Sandra McDowell, all running for state auditor. Huge race because Nicole Galloway is the only remaining statewide Democrat. So one of those Republican folks will face off. Huge election in November. You've also got a bunch of charter amendments in St. Louis County. I'm going to have Mark Harder on Sunday night to talk about what the heck that's all about because I really don't know.
Yeah.
So don't ask me. And then, of course, the big Proposition A. Bunch of stuff in November was certified yesterday. We don't have to get into it now, but medical marijuana, clean Missouri, bad. And all that other stuff is coming up too. So, folks, your ballots, judges, a lot of judicial elections in St. Charles County. We don't have time to go through them all now. Go to your county board of elections website, and like I did in St. Louis County, you put in your address. Magically, your ballot prints out
there
right in front of you in black and white.
We'll get on to 971talk.com/Annie. We'll put this interview up there, and then maybe we can grab some of those links to some of the counties around here and put them all together in one place for people to look at. But 7 to 9 on Sunday, the Tim Jones Show.
We've got six guests, Annie. We're just going to do them one after the other.
They're
a bunch of candidates.
Is it 7 to midnight? Does
it's
Jeff
7
know that
to midnight.
Yet?
No, he doesn't. And I've got a big state race out of my old House seat. And the current rep, Kirk Matthews, and I are supporting Dottie Bailey, another fearsome lady liberty lover, Dottie Bailey, for state rep. And we'll talk about that and so much more on Sunday night.
Perfect. Sunday night, 7 to 9, every Sunday night, the Tim Jones Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Next guest coming up is one Josh Hawley. We will speak to him about his quest for a primary victory on Tuesday to eventually unseat Claire McCaskill. We'll see how he feels about it. Stay tuned.